You are listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Sean Akers.
Nobody move. If you try to make any moves, you'll injure yourself and the airplane.
Are the shakings that have come upon America and the world from 9/11 to COVID-19 all part of an ancient mystery, a prophecy, a warning of what is still to come? From New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Cahn comes an explosive and mind-blowing motion picture. The harbingers of things to come. The one movie you can't afford not to see. In theaters May 12th. Tickets available at fathomevents.com.
Celebration Church, a 12,000-member megachurch near Jacksonville, Florida, has released findings from an internal investigation into its founder, Pastor Stovall Weems, local media has reported. According to news4jax.com, the report includes allegations of financial misconduct and fraud, among others. Weems, who resigned his position Monday night, denied the allegations in his letter of resignation. In his letter, Weems said, "I shall not and cannot be connected to any church in which the leadership abandons the clear biblical principles and scriptural qualifications for governance and oversight." The church, however, paints a much different picture about how Weems led Celebration Church. Attorneys for the church say they interviewed over 20 current and former senior leadership members, staff, former trustees, other advisors, and consultants. The single word used most frequently to describe Stovall Weems was, quote, was narcissistic. Nearly every witness we interviewed used that specific word, the report stated. Witnesses described personal abuses under Weems' leadership, saying it had been inconsistent and unbiblical. Since at least 2019, Weems' leadership was, quote, marked by rampant spiritual and emotional abuse, including manipulation, a profound sense of self-importance and selfishness, superiority and entitlement, overbearing and unreasonable demands on employees' time, a lack of accountability or humility, and demands of absolute loyalty, the report said. The report stated that Weems instructed an employee to drive to a liquor store late at night to deliver a bottle of bourbon to his house because he, quote, did not want to be seen purchasing liquor. Another church employee, the report said, was instructed to purchase a car for Weems and deliver it to his home. After the employee delivered the car as demanded, Weems allegedly told the employee to find his own ride home. The report said the Weems' compensation, staff, travel, and expense accounts comprised 10% of the church's total revenue. In a statement, Weems rejected the report's findings as false. Weems and his wife, Carrie, founded the church in Jacksonville in 1998, and it grew to have multiple campuses around Florida and the world. Weems said, "This report is completely concocted by the trustees and their lawyer as a character assassination without real basis. The charges are, as they always were, untrue and without a hard basis in fact, as a thoughtful investigation would show." Weems continued, "Despite my numerous requests for the usual independent financial audit for 2021, as reflected in the board minutes, they have not done so, choosing instead to conduct their own misinformed investigation over months without input from those most informed." Read Weems' full quote in the story I wrote on charismanews.com, titled, "Internal Church Investigation Reveals Explosive Allegations Against Former Florida Megachurch Pastor." Find more shows on the Charisma Podcast Network at cpnshows.com.